Yeah. Hey guys, ladies.
Coach, can you update us on some of your injury guys or guys that held out last week, like Davin and Carl Nix, and maybe even what Darrell Revis did today?
Sure. Carl, we had a setback with Carl. He did a great job up there against New England. Practiced, almost, I guess, the entire practice against New England. Developed a blister, which not on his toe area, but on a different part of his foot. And hence, that blister got infected. So now we're treating that like we do everything. We take it very seriously. It's not something you mess around with, but it's not your common injury either. So the next question is, how long will he be? I don't know that. You know, we got to let the medicine run its course and see if we can't, get that thing straightened out. On a more positive note, Davin Joseph went all but two periods today in practice, which was certainly a big step up for him. Darrell Revis began to work in with the first defense in each period today. Again, we limit the reps. Today was a no-contact day for him, so he was in there, but he didn't have contact. And it's, again, another step along that progression. We'll see how he is tomorrow, and then we'll progress from there. Why don't you guys ask, and I will tell on each individual so I don't forget anybody. Doug Martin is doing well. He was out there today, practiced. Precautionary, we didn't hit him. But he could have been if we wanted to. I just figured it wasn't worth it right now. He got all his work without getting touched, which is a little bit more like in-season practice for him today. Taekwon practiced today. Yeah. Danny Gore did not practice. That groin injury is still significant enough where he can't practice.
The Nick's blister, is it on the big toe?
No, it's a different part of his foot. It's on the outside of his foot.
Same foot, though.
Same foot, yes.
It's probably a result of the fact he's got to stand a little bit differently than...
It's all speculation, right? I don't know, that foot's a little bigger than the other foot now with all the stuff that he's been through, so who knows, if the shoe or whatever, but it's an unfortunate set of circumstance, but we're going to get it, we'll get it correct like everything else, and he's being treated the correct way, I'm confident.
How does this time out from the field affect him being ready for opening day? I know that's what your goal was.
Well, I still think that's a realistic possibility. Again, it's very unpredictable when you're dealing with something that is like, it's easier when you sprain an ankle, we have timelines. Here it's, we'll see how the medication, how he reacts with that, and if that, how fast it clears up. But usually on these things, they got to heal, so...
Is that
time.
The reason he didn't play Friday, Greg, or was that unrelated?
Well, yeah, the actual blister was giving him some discomfort, and we thought, why push it? Why make it worse? So.
What are the chances that Darrell plays this week?
Oh, I don't know. I just don't feel like he has to. Now, if he wants to, because he wants to do that, or if he wants to play in the Washington game for that matter, I'm fine with it. But I don't need to see him do that. He actually had a season where he didn't play in any preseason games for the Jets when he was holding out and went and played. What we need to make sure is that when we do get him back playing, that it's not, full bore right out the gate because he hasn't trained to do that. So we're going to have to, be smart. But I think we've handled that well, and we just have to continue. And so much of it is Darrell's feedback to us. He lets us know how he feels, and then we adjust accordingly. And because I can tell you, there's nobody – in the world who wants to play more than Darrell Revis. And he wants to be out there and everything. So we just have to take all the information and then continue to execute the plan with that information.
Starters haven't seen a whole lot of time, obviously, in the first couple of games. Do you anticipate they need to see some significant time in this week three?
Yeah, by plan. I mean, it's not, there's no reason other than the third game is the one we planned on playing them more. But again, it'll be an individualized plan. There's no we're all going to do this. Now, it may appear that way, but some will be play count, some will be quarter, some will be situational. But, they're going to play substantially more, those guys who have been playing only a handful of plays.
I know Josh Freeman got a lot of work, as did a lot of the starters up there in New England, and he was limited in the game in the number of series. But of all the quarterbacks, and somebody keeps track of this, He's like 29th in the league in terms of snaps in preseason games after two games. I know your goal was to give Glennon a lot of snaps, but do you think Josh at this point, he's going to play a lot in the third game, I mean, what's your mindset in thinking that he didn't need more snaps than that, or did it just work out that way? Or
no, it was all by design. Yeah. One of the advantages of working against New England was that I feel like he got 3 days' worth of snaps. So against another team, and that's one of the big advantages in my opinion. He has his two receivers back from last year. Ogletree's new. Tyquan is back. I mean, I think they understand each other. They got a good feel for each other. I didn't feel like there was any need to push the envelope for that reason, and it allows Glennon and the other guys to get reps. Now, Josh will play substantially more this week. So I look at it as if he's played two games, you know, the New England practices and then this game. We did
That's not game speed.
What's that?
That's not practice. It's still not game speed.
Well, the work we did against them on Tuesday and Wednesday in the secondary was pretty close to game speed, you know, and the pocket was closing in. You know, there was the feel of pressure. Now, you're not going to get hit, so that's the difference. But between you and I, Josh has never had an issue. He's probably the best in the National Football League at standing in the pocket and keeping his vision down the field. So if it were a different quarterback, I'd feel like, yes, he needs to get hit. But I've never been around a guy that stands in there as well and moves up in the pocket as well and doesn't let a rush get to him. I've never been around a guy better than he. So that kind of fits all the reasoning why.
Greg, to change the subject, you've had pretty good competition at your backup running position. Can you take us through how that competition's going and talk a little bit about each of the three guys?
No, sure. You know, Brian Leonard, I thought, did a great job in our opening game. He could have played Friday night, but we kind of saw what we needed to see there. And he's an older guy, so it made sense to us. He had a little bit of a strain, so it was no sense to push that, knowing that we wanted to get the other three backs a lot of carries. Now, as it turns out, Mike Smith got injured. He injured his toe, so he couldn't. That's why he didn't get carries in the second half. So those other two guys got a bunch of carries, and I thought it was great for them. And I think they're both competing very well and showing that they belong. So, you know, we know Peyton Hillis belongs. He's done it in this league. And Mike James has shown that he belongs the way he ran the football and the way he blocked, the way he did all the things that a running back has to do. So the competition there, I think, has proven out to be a good thing. And we have some guys that I think, you know, can play in this league and help us win.
James.
He's a guy that rarely will take a negative play. He's got good one-cut quickness. So, you know, he made a few guys miss in a phone booth. He's not the guy that's going to run away from you. He's not a burner. But as far as jump cuts and things like that where, you know, a TFL is going to happen, you keep it from happening. A lot like Doug does. Doug's just got a little more top-end speed. But and then Peyton is just a big, strong, downhill runner who's a little more athletic than probably people think.
Does he play enough special teams to help you there?
Peyton? Yeah. That's not his strength, no. I mean, we've tried to work him in there, but, you know, he's never done it at any level. So I shouldn't say at any level. Maybe in high school he did it, but that's not something that is his strength.
Does that negatively react for him in this?
Oh, well, you know, certainly it would be better if he did play on every special team, but, you know, I think that's all the equation that we have to work through and figure out what are our needs as a football team. And that's where you get into how many backs do you keep and all that stuff. And that's still down the road a little.
Is Devin Joseph ready to play in a game, and do you want to get him into this game this weekend?
I don't know yet. We'll see how he responds. Again, it's all part of the okay. Because he worked his tail off last week. He was here. I mean, you talk about this guy put in a lot of time to get ready for today, to see if he could do it today. Now we have to see how he reacts. I'm confident, though, that, you know, he's confident. So we'll see.
Will you give Doug Martin some reps this weekend, or is that get a little bit shy after?
I think we have to discuss that. I have not gotten that. I'm just glad that he's good now, and we'll play that by ear.
Greg, you said that, you know, Durrell, if he wants to play in the game, he can, or even in the Washington game. Given that, how much are the next 2 weeks of practice and how much he can participate, is that going to determine opening week, or could he play right now in an NFL game if it was this Sunday?
No, I don't think he would want to play right now. He hasn't done enough. But But that's why these 11 practices are crucial. And he and I, you know, we every step of the way we've locked the plan, evaluate it, lock it down again. And he's right where we want him to be. Today, I'm anxious to watch the tape and see how he played. But, you know, the goal is to up it little by little, but only with positive feedback afterward. You know, we're not going to push it. Again, I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. This is a long-term relationship. We're not going to, you know, it's not at all cost to have him play in that first game. But that's our plan.
Is Akeem Spence ready to start, or is he where you projecting to be in his development?
Keem's getting better. Whether he's ready to start, I know I'm not ready to even consider all that yet. He's making plays. He's doing his job most of the time. Rookies, you get a little tired. You know, they can let go of their job. And in his job, it's a very nasty, dirty job. And you got to win that A-gap. And there's a lot of stuff that goes on, a lot of stuff that tries to keep you from winning that A-gap. So he's pretty good at it, but he's got to be more consistent at it, which he's going to get a shot again. Whatever Saturday night he's going to get a shot again Saturday night to do it, and I sure hope so because he's very talented.
What's your frustration level, Greg, overall with Juan Bowers at this point, and is he embracing this opportunity the way he should?
Daquan's embracing the opportunity without a doubt. I'm not frustrated. There's certain days that I'm disappointed that we didn't do more, that we didn't get it better, but he's making progress. And as long as he keeps making progress, he's going to be a great player. It's just we got to keep making progress. And I actually thought he did some things Friday night that we haven't seen him do. So I thought he played better. We just got to keep making progress with him, and he will. I mean, this guy wants it badly, and he's willing to do what we ask, so it's just a matter of time. Thanks, guys.